Good evening.
Wow.
You can feel the excitement. You excited? Yeah, another school year. We get to start another school year in God's grace tonight. Yet another year here at St. Mark's. Everybody, welcome to St. Mark's. Tonight we're going to start the school year the exact right way that you want to start a school year, and that's by praising God for sending Jesus. You'll see the theme for this school year is right there on your bulletins. It's also on the screen. We are victorious in Christ, and we'll be celebrating that all year and especially focusing on that tonight in a short worship service here that we have. You'll follow everything here in the order of worship in this bulletin here. You'll notice that our first hymn is perfect to start the school year off in. It really focuses on through whom do we have this victory? It's in Christ alone. And that's on number 752 in the blue songbooks in front of you. That's the hymn that we're going to start with. Number 752. May God bless your worship as we start the school year tonight. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. He must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your sting?
Thanks be to God.
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for guiding us to another school here in your grace. Grant that this year we all continue to grow in our knowledge of you and the wonderful ways you shower us with your love. Help us to be studious and hardworking, patient and caring, kind and compassionate, thoughtful and gracious. Most of all, strengthen our faith in Jesus and the victory he won for us by his life, death, and resurrection. We ask all of this in his name. Amen. You may be seated. How's everybody doing this evening? Good? Any of you students recognize these? These are buzzers. Yeah, we use these. These are from Mrs. Boschek. These buzzers we used in VBS, Vacation Bible School, where we did kind of a little bit of trivia with the Bible story time. We're going to do a little bit of that tonight, a little bit, so I'm going to need some volunteers. I'm going to come down to you. You know, I spotted you. I think we'll do a father-son about here to begin with. Garrett and Greg, come on up. Greg's the head of our Board of Child Discipleship, if you didn't know that. Here's his son, Greg. I'm sorry, Garrett. All right, here we go. Really easy. I'm just going to give you a math problem, okay? Super simple. Ready? First one to ding. What is 7 plus 12? 19, you pass, you continue on, you fail for the whole school year. You get a failing grade for the whole school year. You guys can go back to your seats. All right, we'll come over here this time. I also spotted you, too. Greg and Lisa Thiesfeldt, if you didn't know them, I'm introducing everybody to you tonight. Please stand up. Your new principal, Greg Thiesfeldt, and his wife, Lisa. All right, ready? Easy math problem. What is 4 times 5? I think it's Greg first. Yeah. 20. Well done, Greg. You pass. You get a failing school year grade. Sorry, Mrs. Thiesfeldt. I'm going to teach math. Yeah. All right, one more. We'll do one more. You want to do a son and mother tandem? All right, we'll go to this side. Here. You guys can stay seated.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ready? What is 40 divided by 5? 8, well done, there you go. You get a failing grade for this year, sorry. You might as well not even come tomorrow. No, I'm kidding, come tomorrow, just joking. You don't get a failing school year grade, don't worry about that. It's not like that for school, but did you guys know that it's like that spiritually? Did you know that? If you don't win every battle spiritually, and if you get just one thing wrong spiritually, if you don't maintain that perfect standard that God demands, guess what? You don't continue on. You don't get that eternal life. Now think about how many battles we lose to sin, temptation, the devil. We lose a lot of battles, sadly. We don't have 100% score. We barely even have anything for a score. We needed a champion. So God saw everything that was going on with us and said, I'm going to send them a champion. Let's take a look at what our champion can do with Matthew chapter 4. It's on page 3. This is Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up you up in your hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Now, when I was growing up, I always thought the whole point of that account in the Bible was that we're supposed to use God's word to battle the devil. That's not the main point of that. That's a secondary point, but that's not the main point of why we look at that. We look at that because that proves that Jesus is our champion. Take a look at what the devil tried to do. Even when Jesus was at his weakest, hungry as can be, 40 days and 40 nights without food. I don't know about you, but I go one meal without food and I'm hungry. 40 days and 40 nights. Even at his weakest, Jesus says no. "It is written, 'Man shall live on bread, not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" So then the devil said, "Well, okay, well, if you trust God so much, let's test that trust, Jesus." Takes him to the highest point in the temple and says, "If you trust God, go ahead, jump. He'll catch you, for it is written." And then he quotes a psalm. Jesus wasn't falling for that either. Then the next one's the biggest. It's the kicker. Takes him to where he can see all the kingdoms of the world miraculously. And there they are. They can all be yours, Jesus. You're here to save the world, right? Well, there they are. You can have the world. You don't even have to suffer. Just bow down and worship me. Jesus knew that if he lost that battle, he would have lost the war. So he said no yet again. That is Jesus being our champion. That is Jesus winning our victory. And it wasn't just like that one day. It was like that every single day of his life. Jesus went toe-to-toe with sin, defeated it. Went toe-to-toe with temptation, defeated it. Went toe-to-toe with the devil, defeated it. Every single time, Jesus, his score was 100%. And guess what? He gives that 100% score to you and me. Gives that through faith. And now in faith, we have this new life inside of us. See, Jesus doesn't just give us victory over the sins by paying for them on the cross. No, he can still give us victory day to day, too. We know we don't earn anything by it, but now you and I, sin, can defeat it. Temptation, we can say no. Devil, he can't trick us because you and I have Christ. And ultimately, as we battle day to day, we go to the day of our death, not even death can win victory over us thanks to Jesus. We have been given the victory through Christ. We just said it in the response there in 1 Corinthians 15. Thanks be to God. He gives us that victory. Now this school year, as you go through, as you're tempted to maybe give in to not doing your homework on certain nights, you know that you can battle that and win. If you're tempted to say something disrespectful to your teacher, you know, no, I can use God's word where it says, honor your father and mother. And that means all of God's representatives over me. When you're tempted by the devil who tries to trick you into being mean to somebody, no, you can say, forget that. I've been given new life. I've been given victory. And ultimately, you and I, not just through this school year, ultimately, we know that our victory is in heaven. And so what we're going to do next is we're going to sing a song. It's a song that is probably pretty familiar to you, I'm guessing. But it's a song where I want you to listen to the words carefully tonight because it so simply describes Jesus' victory that he won and Jesus' victory that he gives us and what it all means when we get to heaven someday. Okay, here we go. "Jesus loves me." It's on the bottom of page 3. The words are printed there for you. We continue with prayer and the Lord's Prayer on page 4. We pray. O God, source of all wisdom and knowledge, we pray for students and teachers. As they begin this new school year, we pray that the Holy Spirit may guide them as they gain insight through your word. We pray specifically for teachers, that they may share their knowledge with gentleness, patience, and concern for their students. We pray specifically for all of those who seek knowledge of the things of this world, that they may always pursue your precious wisdom above all. We pray specifically for parents and caretakers, the first teachers of their children, that their faith and love may be an example to their children and to all of us. Lord God, we pray for all of us, that we may always grow in your grace. Help us shed the sins that entangle us and renew us in the joy of your salvation in Jesus. Remind us always of his victory on our behalf and comfort us with the knowledge that he has overcome the world. This school year and beyond, give us courage to share this good news with those around us, especially with those who don't yet know of your forgiveness and grace. We ask all of these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We begin this school year in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We finish now this worship service with Go, My Children, With My Blessing. That's number 332 in the red song books in front of you. Please note we'll sing verses 1 and 4.
We turn it up. Oh, there we have it. Okay. That's good. All right. It's so great to see all of you here, to have all of our families together as we begin another school year at St. Mark's. Of course, this is my first one, and I'm excited about it. I've been through a lot of them, and maybe you can tell that by looking at me. I've been through a lot of school years, but it's always exciting. I've often said one of the best days of school is the first day. It's just exciting to have all of the kids together. They get to see their friends. Most important is that they get to hear about Jesus every day in our classrooms. So what a privilege it is for us here at St. Mark's to be able to provide Christian education, Christ-centered education. I want to talk to you by way of introducing myself and talking about the things that we stand for and will be doing here at St. Mark's, about some of the key things that have to do with Christian education. But before I get into that, I'd like all of the teachers to come on up here. Just in case some of you don't know all of the teachers, I think it's a good time for us to introduce ourselves. So please come on up, teachers. Teachers and part-time teachers, come on. Come to the front. So, teachers, we're all going to introduce ourselves, and you can tell which grades, what you teach, what you do, and anything else you want to say, as long as we keep it short. I'll go first. Greg Thiesfeldt, your new principal, called to be principal back in May, and we moved to beautiful California in July, the middle of July. So we've been here about 5 or 6 weeks now. Glad to be here. Go ahead.
I am Lisa Thiesfeldt. I'll be teaching language arts and some music and the choir, one of the choirs. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Stewart, and I will be teaching art in Spanish to the 7th and 8th graders, and I am so excited about it.
Hi, I'm Judy Thrams. I'll be teaching first and second grade. I've been here for 21 years now, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Oh, wait, I have to say, I was a retired teacher and came back to do this.
I'm Adrienne Bengel. Some of you know me. I've helped out with Mr. Bauer in 7th and 8th grade. This year I'll be teaching kindergarten, so I'm meeting all of our new younger families and excited for that transition.
I'm Brett Bengel. I'm the 5th and 6th grade teacher. I'm also the vice principal. I'm really excited to meet all the new families and work with all the families here and get to know all of you. And I'll be doing a lot with sports stuff too, so go Lions. Make sure you come out and watch them.
Okay. I'm Julie Duchesne, Mrs. Duchesne to you guys, you little ones I see. I teach junior kindergarten, which is mostly four-year-olds, young five-year-olds, and what do? We do a lot of singing and dancing in my classroom and having fun, but learning.
I'm Mrs. Boschak, and I teach third and fourth grade, and I wasn't late. I had to come from upstairs.
Thank you, everyone. Would you like to meet some other important people? Some would say more important than me, more important than anyone, is Mrs. Webb, who is in the in the church and school office in the administration building. Where is Mrs. Webb? Carolyn, could you just stand up, please? Oh, okay. She's so important that she's not in here. But she... Mrs. Webb has done a terrific job of helping us get ready for school. I think probably puts in more hours than anyone as the summer goes on. So we thank her for her work. Mrs. Lorena Hernandez, where are you? See, they're doing things right now. So I wanted you to appreciate their work. Mrs. Hernandez, our school lunch program coordinator, lunch fixer, and all of that. So thank you to her. And where is Mrs. Oswald? Well, okay, Mrs. Oswald. Gina? daycare director. So We have a lot of people that are working together to make St. Mark's a good place for your children. It is our privilege to serve you, and we promise, with God's help, to do our best. That's our commitment to you. Now, I wanted to mention something else about this commitment, because it's a two-way commitment, isn't it? You understand what I'm saying? Because there was a saying, a Latin phrase that I learned long, long ago, and those of you that took Latin might pick up on this right away. The expression is in loco parentis. In loco parentis. Have you ever heard of it? Raise your hand if you did. In loco parentis. There's somebody who took Latin. can you tell us what it means?
Parentis, I think, is
parents. Parents, okay. Loco is not, you know, crazy loco. Loco is place. So in loco parentis, we serve you as, I'm going to say, in the place of the parents, as kind of like substitute parents, because we are here. You entrust your children to us. And you want us to train them, to guide them, to discipline them when necessary. You've given us a terrific trust. And with God's help, we're going to do the best we can on that. Now, the other part of it is that when this morning in the 10:45 service, all the teachers came up here, except for Mrs. Boschek. She was upstairs playing the organ and with the choir. But we were installed. And part of that rite of installation includes not only a promise from us. We were asked, do we promise to do our best with God's help to train the children, to teach them, to guide them, things I mentioned before, and we all made that promise. But then, shortly after that, the congregation, the assembly, was asked to make a similar promise, to support us, to pray for us, to provide for us. So this is what we're asking you to do too, to do also, as we begin the school year and as we continue, that you would support us, pray for us, provide for us. So this is a partnership, isn't it, between home and school. As such, as a partnership, we want to make sure that we always communicate well with you. We will fail sometimes and apologize in advance for those times that we don't communicate as well as we should. But this is what we're going to strive to do with God's help, to have a good partnership between home and school. Now, Pastor Roth spent at least part, or actually most of his message today, talking about the victory. And our theme for this year is Victorious in Christ. And the first time I saw that theme, I thought, okay, that's from 1 Corinthians 15. That's Christ has won the victory for us. Well, we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But it also reminded me of how when I was a child, I was too much focused on winning. Anybody else like that? Confess, admit, you know, that you have to win all the time. When I was a child, I cried when I'd lose a game. Too much focused on winning. You know, it didn't matter if I was playing checkers or running a race or playing a baseball game or what have you, I wanted to win. To the point where my dad said, and he had a nickname for me, which I won't share, but he said, son, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. And he would say that many times to me. And help me understand that it's not all about winning in sports and in checkers and things like that. But when it comes to spiritual matters, Pastor Groth was absolutely correct. We cannot afford to lose in spiritual matters. We need to have the victory. And you know what? We can't have that victory by ourselves. We fail all the time. And so when there's a victory, there's usually a prize. And the prize for spiritual victory is heaven, eternal life. What is more important than that? There's nothing. What do you want for your children? What do you want for yourself? Why do you send them to St. Mark's Lutheran School? Why do we exist as a school? It's so that our children can stand next to Jesus in heaven someday and have that victory. Folks, there's nothing more important than that. And children, you need to hear that too. And this is why every day at St. Mark's, we're going to point you to Jesus. We're going to focus on Jesus. And we're going to strive to appreciate that wonderful gospel truth that Jesus lived a perfect life, died an innocent death for you, for me, for all of us. And he has won the victory. How do we know he's won the victory? He rose from the dead. Death is the result of sin. And Christ's resurrection from the dead shows his victory over sin. We have that wonderful gospel truth with us all the time. I think that sometimes we take it for granted. Let's not take it for granted. I'm reminded of living in the state of Washington, which is almost as beautiful as California. I lived in the state of Washington for 12 years, and from our house, from the front of our house, we could see Mount Rainier. Can you picture Mount Rainier? Anybody ever see it? Cone-shaped, snow on the top, very beautiful. On clear days this time of the year, every time we left home, drive down the street, there it was, beautiful. And then we would drive down the street and we'd see the Puget Sound about 200 feet below us, sparkling blue water, every day. And then you appreciate it for a while, and then sometimes you start to ignore it, and you don't really even notice it sometimes. We don't want that to happen with that precious message of the gospel, do we? This precious thing that we have, this gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, the promise of heaven, let's appreciate that every day. This is one of the things we're going to strive to do at St. Mark's this year and every year. And we pray that God will bless us as we do that. Okay, now I'd like to emphasize a few things before we go over and have dinner together. First of all, welcome to all of the new students and families that we have. It's great to have new families. How many new students do we have at St. Mark's this year? Do you know how many? Right here. You tell us. Two? It's more than that. It's 26. It's 26. What you have to remember is every year you have the new junior kindergarten. And there are 12 of those. So besides the 12 junior kindergartners, we have 14 others. We're not going to do all of those introductions right now, but there are 4 new kindergartners, 2 new first graders, 2 new third graders, 1 fifth grader, 1 sixth grader, 3 seventh graders, 1 eighth grader. And all of that together is 26. 26 new students. And we welcome them all and your families to our St. Mark's family. We have right around, it's between 100 and 105 students. We'll see what it's like tomorrow. I think it's 102 right now is the number total enrolled, junior K through eighth grade. We want to start every day of school well, and to do that, we ask you to be prompt. We ask you to bring your children to school 10 to 15 minutes early so they have time to unpack their things and get organized and be ready for school to start at 8:15. Okay, so what does that mean? Come around 8 o'clock. By 8:05, we hope you're here. So the children have time to be ready for the school day to begin. Having this time to prepare for the day to begin reduces stress, and it gives the children a solid start to their day. And, you know, really, arriving on time shows respect for the school, for the teachers, and all of the children that are here, too. If it happens, and it will happen sometimes, that someone needs to arrive late, then you need to check into the office. You need to go to the office. Parent and child will need to go to the office and get a tardy excuse form. So we'll excuse tardies, but please check in the office. As I think pretty much everybody knows, not all of the classrooms have a restroom that's adjacent to them, so restrooms, we ask you to take care of that before they come to school, and then we'll give them opportunities during the school day. We will strive to make this campus and to keep this campus a safe place so that the children are not going places on their own on campus. Okay, and just a point about security. There's been a lot of effort placed into keeping St. Mark's a safe school where you can be comfortable that your children are safe all the time. And we have more viewers or cameras on campus than in the past. Our teachers have two-way radios that they will carry with them outside so we can always communicate with each other. So I know that you can't ever guarantee that everything's going to be safe, but I think we've done pretty much as much as we can so that you can feel comfortable that your children are safe here at St. Mark's. Let me talk a bit about participating in music, in choir. All of our students participate in one of three choirs. We have the Jubilation Choir, junior K through first grade. I'm still getting familiar with some of these names. The Acclamation Choir, grades 2 through 4, and the Proclamation Choir, grades 5 through 8. And these choirs give our students an opportunity to proclaim God's word in song. And I know that parents really enjoy hearing the children sing, and they do that periodically from time to time in scheduled worship services. They sing on Sundays. And so we ask you as families to honor that commitment, which is one of the things that you commit to doing when you enroll your children at St. Mark's. You're all in. You're all in, and that includes singing. That includes singing in church. There are, of course, excusable reasons for missing, and some of those might be a special occasion in your family or illness or things like that. But when things are normal, please make sure that you honor that commitment to join the rest of the children and sing along with them in church. Give praise to God. Something about daycare. Daycare in the morning is available in the morning for children that need to arrive early. Daycare in the morning begins when, Mrs. Oswald? 7 o'clock? Okay, 7 o'clock. And on Mondays, the daycare is going to rotate on Monday mornings. That's because we have faculty meetings Monday mornings. So it'll be different rooms. And the sign will be outside Mrs. Oswald's room. Mrs. Duchesne's room, thank you. The sign will be out there, and it'll tell you which room the kids should go to. Otherwise, on the other days, Tuesday through Friday, the morning daycare is in Mrs. Duchesne's junior kindergarten room. Visitors to campus. We like visitors. We like it when you come. When you come, please check in at the office and get a visitor badge while you're on campus. And this is a procedure that is for pretty much everything that happens, including Wednesday chapel. We invite you to come. We're happy to have guests for our Wednesday chapel. But again, check in at the office and get a badge. Coming to school to deliver your children or to pick them up, so before school, after school procedures. Most of you are familiar with this, but I'll say it anyway. Enter on the driveway that's on Kingswood. Okay, the driveway that's on Kingswood. That's the one down here. Do I have my directions correct? Okay, that's where we want you to enter. And then you come up and through, come down the middle section of the parking lot and circle around to the five different spots where children are dropped off or picked up. If we follow those rules, things will happen in an orderly and safe way. Our teachers will be out there so that everything happens in an orderly way. And if you have somebody else who's picking up your children or bringing them to school, please inform them of that procedure too. I think that at the registration there were nice maps that were given, so that's all show. That's all laid out on that map. Not that difficult to remember it. Okay, just one more item of emphasis, and that has to do with the dress code. Remember that jeans, shorts, and capris, those are the ones that go a little bit below the knees. Those are allowable, but not skin tight. Okay, not skin tight. And they should not be faded or frayed or have holes in them. That's our dress code. We want to honor the school and our Lord with the way that we dress too. On Free Dress Fridays, there's the matter of leggings. You know, it's like I guess at my other school before I came here, the kids called those yoga pants for some reason. But you know what I'm talking about, I think. The leggings can be worn, but if they're worn, then they should the young lady should wear a skirt over them. So it's not just the leggings. Now, if you have questions about the dress code, don't ask me. No. You should ask. You should ask the teachers or ask me, and we'll do our best to interpret. There's a lot of information in the school handbook. You know, when I came, that's one of the things I decided to do, and 45 pages later when I was done, I thought, whew, there's a lot of information in there. And maybe you've thought that too. But it's all good information. If you have questions about something, you know, I'm not going to say have that handbook read by tomorrow. It's got to be done. No, if you have a question about something, though, take the handbook and look for that section that addresses your question. And if the handbook is not clear, then call us. Ask us about it. This is part of that goal of good communication between home and school. All right. Any other items that I have not talked about, and there are many, of course, then are in that handbook. So welcome back to school, everyone. Now, I think we're about ready to go in for dinner. And so before we do that, I'd like to close this part of our evening afternoon with prayer. And at the conclusion of the prayer, then let's join in the common table prayers too. Okay, we pray. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless our school as we begin this year. Be with us with your protection, with your guiding hand, your mercy and your love every day and throughout the year. Bless the children, the parents, the teachers, and all who serve you here at St. Mark's. In Jesus' name we pray, and we join in the common table prayers before we line up for food. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Amen. This is, I like to use this Bible verse, Psalm 118, verse 24. You know what it is? I like to use it almost every day, because each and every day is a day that the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for coming this afternoon.